It's 8:09, and I believe we still have emergency triple team traffic, Andy Farnsworth.
Yeah, a lot of problems continue. Northbound I-15 still jammed up from the Bluffdale exit all the way to 90th South. The crash that was just after 90th that caused a lot of the delay is gone, but the delays remain, and it's still almost a half an hour from Point of the Mountain just to the 215 South interchange. Then you'll see additional slowdowns on northbound 15 as you come into downtown along right about 21st South or so. Southbound 15, there's a crash just before or just after 7200 South. It's backing up for about a half mile right around the South interchange. Eric, what's it looking like on the belt routes?
Well, right now we've got some northbound slowing both on the east and west belts. One on the west belt is as you go from 3500 South up to the 201 Highway, and then over on the east belt, right between 4500 South and 3300 South. Down in Utah County, we do have one accident southbound, nothing on the northbound side, but southbound, this is actually an on-ramp from Pioneer Crossing and American Fork, but that's not causing any major delays. Heather?
We've had good speeds all morning long, southbound I-15 from Ogden into Woods Cross, but now, as soon as you get to the I-215 North Interchange, you're going to really hit the brakes hard all the way into downtown Salt Lake City. No problems on Legacy Parkway, but we're starting to see delays on the city streets, especially Main Street between Bountiful and Centerville. Don't miss the Industrial and Construction Trade Show, November 8th and 9th at the Southtown Expo Center. See what's new, compare products and services, plus win great prizes. The Industrial and Construction Trade Show. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.